Evarts, Elon, circa 1807 to 1858, and Maria, circa 1810 to 1856. A traveling preacher from Vermont, Elon Evarts is first mentioned in the Review in 1851. From 1852 to his death in 1858, Evarts' preaching schedule and reports, as found in the Review, give evidence of a vigorous ministry centered in Vermont until 1855, and after that, in Illinois. He was ordained to the ministry, together with Andrews and others, in 1853, at one of the earliest recorded ordination services among Sabbath-keeping Adventists. In the area of Adventist theology, Evarts is noted as the first writer to use the expression investigative judgment. A little more than 2 years before his death at age 51, Evarts and his family moved west to Illinois, bought land, and increased in prosperity. Most of Ellen White's interaction with the family dates from this period. In an article about the Evartses, without actually using the name, written shortly after Elon's death, Ellen White revealed the dramatic struggle between materialistic pursuit and spirituality within the Evarts family. Even after Elon became convicted through personal testimonies from Ellen White that he ought to resume wholehearted evangelism and donate part of his large lands to support the fledgling Sabbatarian movement, his wife and teenage daughter adamantly opposed such a plan, and Evarts could not bring himself to cross their wishes. When his wife, Maria, died in 1856, Evarts still hesitated to oppose the entreaties of his daughter not to donate any property. 2 years later, in 1858, Evarts himself died. The net result, as Ellen White noted in an article poignantly entitled A Warning, was that Evarts left his large property to his daughter. Nothing was bestowed upon the cause of God. Satan had it just as he wanted it at his death.